From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, the Ukraine crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due in Washington today for talks with President Obama on the fighting in Ukraine amid intense diplomatic activity to end the fighting. On Sunday, Ms. Merkel participated in four-way phone talks with the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, as well as France on a French-German plan aimed at ending the surging pro-Russia rebellion in eastern Ukraine. We get more now on the German leader's visit to Washington from VOA's Luis Ramirez at the White House.
This will be President Obama's chance to hear from an important European ally before deciding whether to send lethal aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia-supported separatists. The impact on Germany's trade relations with Russia is a big concern for Mrs. Merkel, and part of the reason she doesn't want to send weapons to the Ukrainians. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The Germans tend to be, I think, a bit shy about these kinds of hard power. It was interesting to me, though, that Chancellor Merkel said, "We will not provide." She did not say, "Nobody else should provide it."
For both Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel, the goal is a diplomatic solution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
United Nations says key political factions in Yemen, including the Shiite militia that seized control of the Sana'a government last week, have agreed to resume talks today aimed at resolving the political crisis. The new talks were announced 2 days after Houthi fighters dissolved parliament and created an interim government to fill what they call the power vacuum left by the ouster of the Western-backed president. Houthi leaders have described the takeover as a way to avert the threat of al-Qaeda's presence in the east and south of Yemen. This is VOA News. Police say a pair of bombings killed at least 16 people in and around Iraq's capital today, including a suicide blast in a mainly Shiite section of Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but such bombings are frequently attributed to Sunni militants targeting Shiites. The incidents follow a series of blasts Sunday that killed at least 37 people, coming hours after the end of a decade-old nighttime curfew. Jordan said Sunday it launched 56 airstrikes against Islamic State targets since the insurgents released a video last week showing they had burned one of Amman Fighters' fighter pilots to death. The General Mansour al-Jabour said that 7,000 Islamic State militants had been killed since Jordan joined the U.S.-led air campaign last September that has targeted the insurgents in Iraq and Syria, where the Islamic State has taken over large swaths of land. The number two diplomats from the United States and South Korea held talks in Seoul today. They discussed the bilateral issues, many of them with North Korea's nuclear and missile programs on the list. Tensions between Washington and Pyongyang have been escalating since the U.S. slapped fresh sanctions on North Korea for allegedly launching a cyber attack on the film studio of Sony Pictures. North Korea said last week that it saw no need to negotiate with Washington and threaten nuclear strikes and cyber attacks in response to any U.S. aggression. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott said at a news conference in the capital, Canberra, today that his government is determined to do better after a vote by some members of his political party amid falling public support.
I am determined to do better in the next few months than I have in the last couple of months, but I'm also very confident that this is a party room which believes in the marrow of its bones that we are a government that has good answers for the people of Australia.
Lawmakers in the ruling Conservative Liberal Party rejected by 61-39 a vote of a motion falling for a ballot for party leader and deputy, but the show of opposition from within leaves Abbott weakened. No one had officially announced that he or she was willing to stand against Abbott, who is halfway through his first three-year term as Prime Minister. Well, it happened at the Grammys. It was Sunday night in Los Angeles, and British singer Sam Smith was the big winner for the industry's top awards. He went away with the Record of the Year as well as Song of the Year. And other Grammy winners included the pop solo hit Happy by Pharrell Williams. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.